Memorial Day hangover. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Eileen.
Hello, Eileen. How are you?
Hello, Paul.
E-L-I-Y-N-E.
There are many ways to spell my
name. Am I even close?
But I'm going with I-L-E-N-E.
I-L-E-N-E.
And just like you like to get me to say, see you next Tuesday and it's full glory, I'm hoping I can get you to say, come on, Eileen, a couple times during this broadcast.
That's today. What she said.
Exactly.
Come on, Eileen. How are you? No more singing. We do not have the rights.
Okay.
Do you really think
anyone cares? Come on.
The one time we're going to sing it all is the one time we'll get sued. What do you think? Do you think that would happen or no?
Come on, Eileen. I can say the lyrics, right?
Right. You can say it.
Well, I hope.
I'm sure there had to be some sort of porn made. Come on, Eileen. There had to have been.
Oh, God.
At least one.
I didn't even think of that. Of course, that's where you go.
Of course. At least one.
Howard Stern,
if not several.
Didn't we early on in the show have people compare you to Howard Stern, Larry David, and David Letterman? It was like a trifecta of
wonderful.
And one guy from Indiana.
Was some sort of Jew adjacent, I guess.
Jewish adjacent.
So I want to know, Memorial Day was over.
Yes.
It started off with your senior prom. How did that go? Did you get any medication from them or make any friends?
I made friends.
Good.
I made friends. I made a few future husbands.
Really?
Potentials. Yes. I got two, you know how they call them promposals or whatever?
Yes.
I got two future promposals. They were really proposals, I think. They
told
me, yes, that if I ever find myself single, they would like me to give them a call, these two elderly gentlemen.
All I can say is, Mazel tov.
Exactly.
You're going to get married in the future sometime.
I've always said that
they outlast your marriage.
I always said if when I did it again, I want the person to be 15 to 20 years older. And I've always said now that I'm getting older, that window is getting smaller.
Shrinking and shrinking.
Right. So I'm actually, I was right there with my element.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Did you have a good time? You had a good time? How about
Yes. Well, it was okay. I mean, a lot of the ladies were very kvetchy.
Uh-huh.
Which is annoying to me.
Right.
Kvetchy, kvetchy, kvetchy.
Okay.
And I was thinking, you probably didn't go to the prom the first time around. You probably didn't get asked.
So did it get the rise to the occasion where you actually used your salty language or it never got there?
Really? I told you, I've been very much just trying to breathe and relax.
Come on, Eileen.
Come on, Paul. Yay. I'm so happy.
But Eileen, come on, Eileen was E-I-L-E-E-N.
It doesn't matter how I spell it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying for the song itself.
Do you guys know the song?
Of course they do. Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Right, Dexy's Midnight Runners. Most of our listeners are in our age group, but we have some younger ones. I wonder if the younger ones know it. That's such a good song. I love the build.
My kids know that song even.
They do?
I don't know if they know who sang it, but they know the song.
I was at an event last Thursday night, and a song came on, 8675309, and I was standing with a girl who just turned 21. And I said, I love this song. I said, this is from too old for you, but from when I was growing up. She goes, well, it's a classic. And it made me laugh thinking that Tommy Tutone, 8675309, is now considered a classic.
I can't believe that music of our generation is now considered classic.
That's
very depressing.
It made me a little sad when she said it, and at the same time proud that I was now part of a classic generation.
Speaking of which, one of our listeners, Richard from New York City even.
Hello, Richard from New York City.
Did some research because he wanted to know exactly, speaking of music, when you were born during Woodstock.
And now you've got me wanting to know.
So he sent us a list of all the bands that played on your actual day you were born.
I've been meaning to Google that. Thank you, Richard. I've been meaning to do the research and thank you for doing it for me. So what do we got? I really want Janis Joplin. Please.
Janis Joplin is not an option. No.
Aww.
I will get, there's quite a few here. But I have a feeling I'm going to narrow it down to three.
Okay.
These are the three that I think probably played.
I think I was born at 6:30 in the morning, so probably no one was on yet.
All right.
But okay.
Well, just this.
I have to find my
birth certificate. People were on something at 6:30 in the morning.
Right. Not performing. But okay. I got to find my birth certificate.
So these are the three that I would assume.
Didn't play on my
birthday. It was not Janet. Joe Cocker. Speaking of bad language, Joe Cocker.
I think I could have been born close to when Joe Cocker played.
You think so?
Yeah, because I like his whole delivery and his whole
That's not what I'm going for.
Yeah,
but,
I know what you're going for, and I'm sailing right over it because I'm being G-rated.
Oh,
G-rated.
Come on, Eileen.
Come on, Eileen.
All right. All right. So if it's not Joe Cocker, the other one is Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
I didn't see that on the list.
Blood, really? Sweat, and Tears is on the list, yes.
Oh, yeah, yoy.
You know.
That name has always been a little weird to me.
You think so?
Blood.
Sweating.
Sweat, and then tears.
Which of the three would you want?
It's like all these bodily
I guess
emissions.
Tears, right, is the most appealing. No,
maybe
sweat.
Sweat.
A sweat, yes.
I guess.
Come on, Eileen.
Come on, Paul.
But most likely, I think, given your personality,
yes.
Your vivaciousness,
yes.
The way you operate in the world,
who?
The one band who, for some reason,
yeah,
was...
Yeah, why would it be the Rolling Stones or Janis Joplin or someone good
the
like
one
that?
One band who, for some reason, was there, had nothing in common with anybody else who played the
okay.
entire weekend. I picture that you were born during the set of... Sha-na-na.
Oh my God, did they play on my day?
Yes.
Wait, aren't they from the 50s?
I don't.
How did they weasel their way into
I have
the
no idea.
Lineup?
But
Sha-na-na. What are
Bowser.
The actual songs? Boom, boom, boom. Right?
Right.
Like,
it's something. It's all bomb, right? Exactly. But I can see that.
Like, we can't get sued because I don't even know their songs. I just know it's a lot of that. Like, boom, 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 boom. Well, I see what you're saying about the one, which one of these things is not like the other.
Right, exactly.
Explains my whole life, so I could see that part of it. But yeah, I'd like to. I don't know.
So Sha-na-na, you were born during the Sha-na-na-na
set.
Did you listen to any Sha-na-na during this weekend, Memorial Day?
No, but there were some people in muscle cars and wife beater t-shirts that did have their 50s music
you
turned
did.
Up. Yeah.
I stayed in my house because I hate people so much. I don't want to see anyone.
I thought you stayed because of the air conditioning.
No, I don't stay. You know, I
you
just
definitely
stay in.
Would not enjoy the public beach then. The public
right.
beach is a plethora of seeing people.
Exactly why
yes,
I only go during
exactly.
the week when
you
no
have
one
to
is
be
there.
Hyped up on a lot of Prozac. Speaking
right.
of a throwback to last week's medicine show.
Yes.
You have to make sure you take all your anti-D's and you're up to date with that because you're going to see a lot of annoying people.
Well, this was, as everybody knows, the first weekend of summer.
Yes.
And we want to end
official.
This show.
The first unofficial official.
Official,
right?
Unofficial.
It's really in
exactly.
June.
Right. But
right?
we can
but
say.
Everyone considers
it's
it.
It's when the movie season starts.
In America,
starts.
Anyway. I don't exactly. know about Iceland and Amsterdam and where we have our fans elsewhere.
Right. Exactly.
In America.
We'll,
yeah.
They'll write in and tell us.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Please do. All yeah. of our... foreign listeners, we would like to hear from all our international listeners.
Communitynewspodcast.com is
yes.
our website.
Where do you, communitynewspodcast.com, where do you guys consider the start of summer? Do you consider it in June 21st? Or do you consider it Memorial Day weekend like America does?
Well, our former employer, the newspaper, came out a list of summer fun
oh,
things
this
to
is
do.
Be good.
So this is their consider.
Okay.
The first thing is, of course, go
where?
To the beach.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you thought they were going to say
wear
sunscreen. No, this is fun things
oh,
to do.
Fun.
This is not warnings
oh,
about summer.
Go to the beach.
Go to the beach.
I'd like to interview everyone who writes that list and go, how many times have you been to the beach? Like,
right.
Are you at the Breezy Bay Country Club where it's just select people, or are you actually at the beach?
We're not that exclusive.
Down with the people.
Well, maybe we are.
You're
a little bit.
Exclusive.
Okay.
Are you down with the people at the public beach?
Okay, so
I
public beach is one. Okay.
I do go to the public beach.
Okay, well, good for you.
In all its glory.
Well, you'll be able to see Come On. You'll be able to Come On Eileen at the beach there.
Same there. Oh, should I bring a boombox?
Yes, exactly.
Like, what no, if I should... went to the beach this summer and my whole goal was to just pretend I'm back in the 80s? And I bring the boombox and I've got the music loud and I've got my tinfoil blanket that my father gave me in high
right.
school.
Perfect.
To lay out. And I go and I just let my hair as big as possible.
Wonderful.
And I do like an 80s beach summer.
Would you be wearing leg warmers like
no,
they did? No.
Not in the summer.
No, but that's an 80s look.
Yeah, I know.
Would
but
you
not
do
in
a Pat Benatar look? What look would you go for the 80s?
It's just big hair.
Oh,
which
just
is
big hair?
Just my hair, not brushed.
Exactly. Okay.
Exactly.
So go to the beach. Number two,
yeah.
where I'm sure we'll be seeing you, go to the community pool. That's
oh,
another summer
the
fun
community
thing.
Pool, where it's about 40 degrees in the water. And there are no chairs to sit.
But at some point...
When it's so hot, when it's 103 degrees and I can't stand it and I'm all moist.
Come on, Eileen.
I hate that word.
Right.
That word's for you, little guys.
So you'll when you're moist, you'll be running... At some point this summer, you're going to... bash through the gate.
I'll do a replay of last summer. I'll recreate
Perfect.
It. And
Wonderful.
I will run through. I'll wear a full flowy Mrs. Roper thing, and then I'll whip it off and jump in the pool.
I can't believe that was not on the list of summer fun things to see.
Go to the pool and right. watch.
And watch that.
Sasha.
Right. Another thing they have is have a picnic on the burnt out community lawn. They haven't done it yet.
Oh, my God.
You haven't driven by? It's like little sporks of sand.
Yeah, I see little
sparks. I don't know.
Still,
spurks.
I still see like
What's
what
a
looks
spurk?
Like embers. I still
right.
see like burning embers.
But there's little sprouts of, I know nothing about gardening.
Okay.
Sprouts of grass coming up every so often, but they're going to be having community picnics and movies out there. So
gross. It must
have
smell
fun.
So charred.
Yes.
I wonder if you bring like your own, like go to Home Depot and bring your own sort of like fake grass and sit on the grass and then
Oh, I thought you were going to say Febreze and just Febreze everywhere
well,
around
too.
There.
That
so,
too.
Yeah, so those are a couple of things the community newspaper had for fun.
Field for a picnic. Well, we should also get, you know what, why don't we never do this with the list, why don't we now give our ideas for some summer fun too to our listeners?
My summer fun is avoiding everyone in town
His summer
and
fun
getting
is stay
to fall.
Inside
exactly.
with the AC on.
Exactly.
Go to the club.
And go play golf by myself.
In the
and
off
see,
hours when he doesn't have
right.
to run into the other members.
And see no one. That's
okay.
that's my idea of
so
a summer fun
like
time.
I would like to add music festivals, live music festivals, to the summer fun.
Okay.
There's always a lot of those.
Eileen will be going to summer music festivals. You'll be seeing her there.
As much as possible, I will be wearing Community News merch.
Perfect. Even better, you will not be seeing me at all during the summer unless you're on the golf course. And if I see you there, I will be walking in
oh
the other
gosh,
direction.
So you guys, you better listen. Keep listening to get your poll fixed because you're not going to find him anywhere else.
Well, exactly. Oh, the only other time is when I'm walking with Peter.
I know where I can find you.
Where?
Carvel's. Getting a ice cream saucer, a flying saucer in the summer.
No flying saucer. Tomorrow night is 2-for-1 Carvel Sundays. I'll be there
tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night? Wednesday night
is
tomorrow.
Why don't
every
I ever bring
Wednesday.
My kids? You know we have a Carvel right here in Townport?
That's, well, I don't go to that one because there are too many
know,
people there. I go
the
to the
one
next.
Why don't I ever bring my kids
You
there?
Should. Every Wednesday night.
Other ones.
You
Wednesday
have to
nights.
Go tomorrow night.
So I could basically
2-for-1 Sunday.
For one.
Exactly.
Right.
How do you
I've
not
been
know
missing
this?
Out all these
oh
years.
My God.
I could have gotten one free Sunday. Can I get a list from you of every deal you know about? Because
Absolutely.
I want to. I was thinking the other night, I found a good deal on Italian food and I put it on my Instagram, my personal one. And I was thinking, if I only knew everybody's good deals, I could almost live for free.
Almost.
At least for half price.
Exactly. 2-for-1 Sundays. You
yeah.
know what? I,
what
the
else?
Fact
Do you
that
have
you,
any other good deals?
I, you know
Wednesdays.
What the,
I'm writing that down for myself.
The two,
Eileen, come on,
oh my
Eileen.
God. The
come
fact
on.
That you
Wednesdays,
don't even know
on
this.
Sunday.
Now
come
I have
on.
Something.
I grew up with Carvel in New York.
Now I have something to talk about in therapy today. I'm going to therapy
How did she
right now.
Life not
it's unbelievable.
That.
As always, it's wonderful to see you, Eileen. I'm off to therapy.
It's wonderful to see you, Paul.
Have a good first week of summer, and
Have
we will talk to you on Friday.
First week of summer, community. And even though we goof on you incessantly, you know that we love you, community.
Come visit us on our website, communitynewspodcast.com.
And check out our Instagram, community
underscore news underscore podcast. There's no
Try
dot com.
And find us.
Whatever
We're out
it is.
There.
As always, my name is Paul.
As always, my name is Eileen.
A pleasure seeing you, Eileen. I will talk to you on Friday.
Have a great time at golf this week. I hope you can recreate the hole-in-one.
Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.